There has been a significant amount of activity within a small element of the community, but also what we could understand is Birmingham at the moment has three universities, which is central, and then there are, I suppose, another three to four universities in the region which could essentially use the Birmingham as a hub. So there's a significant student population which has quite significant element to in connection of trying to set meetings up and having groups around Birmingham and in Birmingham. So therefore, that's why there is perhaps more radicalization in that respect in Birmingham. And that's why I think the new issues that we're looking at in terms of the new bill, the terrorism bill that's coming, come out, how we get the education responsibilities sorted out, particularly in higher education, not just in primary and secondary schools, which these things manifest in, but other people who actually will be then be engaged in that. So I think there's been quite a lot of work being done, and I think different structures and different levels people need to take responsibility, and that's happening at the moment. The real issue has been that we needed to address some of the radicalization that's been taking in place in higher education from the 80s, really, and hasn't been addressed. And I suppose we need to look at that, and where you've got a significant number of universities in and around Birmingham, of course, that's going to be slightly higher. But this is still a very small number of people in the overall community, and we need to ensure and we need to keep it that level. But now breaking that further down by the support of the institutions and also the community.